ساقیا جام الفت پلا دے، میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے۔ ساقیا جام الفت پلا دے، میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے۔ میرے مولا سے مجھ کو ملا دے، اور گناہوں کو مجھ سے چھڑا دے۔ میرے مولا سے مجھ کو ملا دے، اور گناہوں کو مجھ سے چھڑا دے۔ مجھ کو نفرت ہو ہر معصیت سے، روح کو میری ایسی دوا دے۔ مجھ کو نفرت ہو ہر معصیت سے، روح کو میری ایسی دوا دے۔ ہو تقاضا اگر معصیت کا، ہوں نہ مغلوب ہمت خدا دے۔ ہو تقاضا اگر معصیت کا، ہوں نہ مغلوب ہمت خدا دے۔ اپنی آہِ سحر میں یہ کہنا، اے خدا اپنی کامل رضا دے۔ اپنی آہِ سحر میں یہ کہنا، اے خدا اپنی کامل رضا دے۔ چین کی نیند مجھ کو سنا دے، خواب غفلت سے مجھ کو جگا دے۔ چین کی نیند مجھ کو سنا دے، خواب غفلت سے مجھ کو جگا دے۔ جذب سے مجھ کو اے میرے مالک، اہل تقویٰ کرم سے بنا دے۔ جذب سے مجھ کو اے میرے مالک، اہل تقویٰ کرم سے بنا دے۔ اپنے اختر کو رسوا نہ کرنا، اس کے عیبوں کو یا رب چھپا دے۔ اپنے اختر کو رسوا نہ کرنا، اس کے عیبوں کو یا رب چھپا دے۔ ساقیا جام الفت پلا دے، میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے۔
الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا، اما بعد، اسپیریفل دعا و آنربل الیکسل زادہ شیخ عارف اللہ رومی وقت تبریز زمانہ مجدد زمانہ حضرت شاہ کی محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ، حضرت is teaching us so beautifully the object and purpose of these great majalis of the khankas etc. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made these the means to find Allah and to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us that daily our most important need, we should first beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ، that, oh Allah, put us on the straight path. Then immediately Allah Ta'ala taught us, now make the effort in that direction, صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ، the path of those people Allah has favored. And these are the majalis of the Ahlullah, the people Allah Ta'ala has favored. So when we come here, Hazrat is teaching us that what our object and purpose for coming to these majalis are, and then how we should attend the majlis and what we should do here. Hazrat says that one is that we attend the majlis also, and together with that we beg, make dua to Allah Rabbul Izzat, and ask our Shaykh, our Mashaykh to make dua for us. And then when we come to the majalis, what we have come to gain here, that Saqiya Jami Ulfat Pila De, Meri Isla Ki Bi Dua De, that we come here to the majlis to get the goblets of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because that Allah ta'ala has sent us in the world to gain His love. And when a person gains the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one drop of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wipe out all the evil qualities from the heart of a person. And as Maulana Rum Rahmatullah has explained, that the easiest way for a person to make his islah, like a person has got a land, or you have bought a land, and then you just left it unattended, you didn't cultivate it, or you didn't build anything. Now after a year or so, you want to build on there, and you see the grass is very high, it's full of bush. Now to clean that, either you take a spade and you start trying cleaning it, you say your back will break. You'll hardly finish half a quarter of this land, and the day will come to an end, and the next day when you want to start, the grass is again along. Says the easiest way is, put some paraffin, put a mat, and just burn out all that grass. All the insects, everything will burn, even the snakes. So exactly the same, to do our islah, we come in the company of the friends of Allah, and open our hearts that, oh Allah, let the flame of your love penetrate my heart from our mashayikh, from our shaykh. And together with that, then we beg for Allah for our islah, and we beg our shaykh to make dua for all of us and our mashayikh, that meri islah ki bhi dua de. That, oh Allah, shaykh, make dua that Allah makes our islah. Because Allah Ta'ala has mentioned clearly that islah is only by Allah Rabbul Izzat's fazl and karam. ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته ما زكى منكم من احد ابدا ولكن الله يزكي من يشاء. If it is not the fadl and the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala will not desire and not make the islah of anybody, but those who desire. That's who Allah desires. So Hazrat says that beg Allah that Allah make me among the people that you desire. And the sign that Allah has brought us here, Allah has desired our islah. So now we should beg our shaykh for duas also and make the correct effort. Now what is the effort? Mere maula mujhko mila de, mere maula se mujhko mila de, aur gunao ko mujhse chura de. And what is the object and purpose of these majalis? To learn how to get connected to Allah Ta'ala. That, oh my shaykh, please teach me the love of Allah. In other words, we come here to learn the marifat of Allah. The marifat will bring the azmat, and then it will bring the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to gain this marifat and muhabbat of Allah ta'ala, most important is that to learn how to get that courage and that strength to leave sin. So here, so to say, Hazrat is saying that we're begging our shaykh that just give me that courage that I just leave out sins one side. Without sons in our life, impossible, and we can dream to be getting connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat. A person can never get connected to Allah Ta'ala when we still casting evil glances, etc., or haram thoughts, etc., or we come here for some position, Allah save me, all of us. So Hazrat is teaching us that we should realize that we come here to learn our object, to get connected to Allah. And to get connected, we have to disconnect ourselves from everything else besides Allah Rabbul Izzat. And so much then Hazrat explained that as we come regularly and we take the medicine and we make our zikr, then this condition will come. Mushku nafrat ho har maasiyat se. Rooh ko meri aisi dawa de. That, oh my shaykh, give my soul such a medicine, such a strong medicine that I don't just leave out sin, I have hatred for sin now. That guna chorna asaan nahi hoga, mazedar hoga. That now you'll get enjoyment to stay away from sin. And you'll get the hatred, forget doing sin just to get close to sin. You'll have a hatred in your heart. And this is when we come here regularly and we take the medicine which our shaykh gives us of the marifat of Allah, of the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, etc. Then Hazrat explains, even with all that, still Allah Ta'ala has put that the test will come. Ho takada agar maasiyat ka, ہو نہ مغلوب، ہمت خدا دے. ود اللہ تھرو دا برکت آف دس مجلس آف مائی شیخ اینڈ آل مائی شیخ میک دعا فار اس ان سچ اے وے دیٹ آل دو the desire and the demands of son will come. And as Hazrat explained, according to your position, that type of effort shaitan will make on you. And accordingly, shaitan will make that type of effort and that type of sons he will come towards you. And when you realize this, then, oh Allah, give me that courage that I don't be overpowered. I don't be overpowered by my nafs and shaitan. And from here, Hazrat has taught us very important that how to control our desires, himmat, that we have to use that courage which Allah has given us. That Allah Ta'ala says that Allah has created us in such a way, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Allah has made, we're going to have desires for sons, but Allah has given us the ability of taqwa. And here we will get that courage of taqwa. And then together with that, one is that on our own, nobody can able to reach Allah on our own. So Hazrat teaches us that the effort we make for coming here and then the right intention, but together with that, never ever forget to be begging Allah Rabbul Izzat. Apni aho sahar mein yeh kehna, eh khuda apni kamil raza de. That now try and get up middle of the night and at the time of sehri, and then take out that deep sighs from your heart and beg Allah. And here Hazrat is teaching us what du'as to be making middle of the night. At the time of the tahajjud, that, oh Allah, give me your complete, perfect happiness. And this is the main thing we have to get here from our mashayikh, from our shaykh and this gathering, that to learn how to please Allah and get the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The perfect, complete happiness of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then Hazrat says, when you get that, then chain ki neen mujhko sula de, khab ghaflat se mujhko jaga de. That, oh Allah, give me that sleep of complete ease and comfort. In other words, in the qabr. That when your janazah is laying, as Hazrat explained, when Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Sahab Rahmatullah Ali passed away, his mother said that, Mera Yusuf, kaam kaam karke chak gaya, ab aaram ki neend so raha hai. He made an effort, and he made such an effort, not only on himself, on the whole ummah. Now he is having a peaceful sleep. So we should be begging Allah Ta'ala for that. But how Hazrat has put it so beautifully, before you can get your sleep, don't love a world of, a dream world of fantasy, that you're dreaming you are wali of Allah, but you're still unmindful, we are still negligent, we are not on time for our salah, etc. We are not controlling our gazes. So Hazrat says that, oh our Shaykh, and oh Allah, give us that ability that you wake us up from this, dreams of unmindfulness, and then only we can dream of having a sleep, a peaceful sleep when Malakul Maut comes. And Hazrat explains, with all this effort, we have to be begging Allah Ta'ala, just se mujhko ae mere malik, ahle taqwa karam se bana de. That, oh Allah, the easiest and the real way is that Allah yajtabi may yasha. Allah pulls who He desires. So we beg Allah, oh Allah, just make me just. Just pull me towards you, O Allah. And out of your karam, out of your kindness, I don't have the ability, I don't have the strength. I'm useless, but out of your kindness, just make me amongst the people of taqwa through the barakat of our shaykh and our mashayikh. And then Allah Ta'ala is so kind and merciful. And then going through this whole part, Hazrat then explains that never ever think that I have got taqwa, I have reached Allah Rabbul Izzat. All the time be worried what's the end result going to be. And that is only in the hands of Allah. And how Hazrat has explained so beautifully, which is the dua Allah Ta'ala teaches us of the pious servants of Allah, that Rabbana innana amanna faqfir lana dhunubana wa kaffir anna sayyatina wa tuwaffana mal abrar. Rabbana wa atina ma wa'adtana ala rusulik wa la tukhzina yawm al qiyamah. That Hazrat is saying, apne akhtar ko ruswa na karna. That, oh Allah, tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, don't disgrace me. وَلَا تُخْزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Uske aibo ko ya Rab chupa de. That, oh Allah, you cover my fault. And for this, Hazrat teaches us daily when we get up, they say, Ya Allah, you sattarul uyub. You have covered my faults. And why? Because you want to forgive me, you ghafaru zunub. So through the barakat of our Shaykh, Allah grant us all this, and we beg Hazrat for these duas.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم نحمدہ و نصلی علی رسول الکریم اما بعد We are doing the chapter on dua, seeking dua from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat gave a few examples. We have certain effort a person has to make, studying the Quran and Hadith. You're not performing salah. Now you try to make an effort. Your person is sick, you're making an effort going to the doctor. You engage in farming and trade. But together with this, a person should also make dua. As for those things which are not influenced in the least by man's plans, all efforts must be directed towards dua. For example, asking Allah Ta'ala for rain, for children to remain alive, recovery from an untreatable disease, protection against the deception of shaitan and the nafs, protection against plagues, protection against tyrant rulers. In all these cases, none but Allah Ta'ala can be the doer. That is, for one's children to remain alive. In all of these cases, none but Allah Ta'ala can be the ruler. They cannot be done by anyone else, even superficially. That is why planning needs to be directed to the works which require planning. And dua must be directed and made for those works which do not require planning. In other words, works which require planning have an element of planning and some portion of dua. As for the works which are not influenced by man's planning, there is nothing but dua for them. Dua does not only entail learning a few words and merely reading them like a parrot after salah. This is not dua. It is merely a form of dua. The reality of dua is to present one's request in Allah Ta'ala's court. The least is for a person to present a request in Allah Ta'ala's court, just as he would do in the court of judge, in the court of the government. He will have his eyes focused on the judge. He will be paying full attention to him, and his demeanor will be like someone who is totally helpless. If he has to say something, he will say it with utter respect and deference. When he needs his plea to be accepted, he presents it with full force and spends all his energies to convince the court by saying, "I have all my hopes that full attention will be given to my request." If the ruling is not as he requested, and the judge expresses his apology for not being able to fulfill his request, the person will immediately say, "Sir, I have no regret or complaint. I either had no knowledge of the law in this regard, or there was a shortcoming in my obedience to the law. Sir, you did your best." If the person has this need at some time in the future, he will say, "I have not lost any hope. I will make a presentation in the future. The fact of the matter is that your Honor's mercy is more beloved to me than the work. The work is for a certain time or of a limited level, whereas your Honor's kindness is forever and is an unlimited bounty. O Muslims, do you accord the same treatment to Allah Ta'ala at the time of making dua, or when the effect of your dua is not realized? Think about it and feel ashamed. When you do not accord the treatment to Allah Ta'ala, how can you even consider your dua to be a dua? The fact of the matter is that the defect is in you, and that is why your request was not fulfilled. On the other hand, Allah Ta'ala is so considerate, He did not even specify any time for you to present your request. You can make your request and supplicate to Him whenever you want. It is you who set aside the time after salah for supplication. Although this time is more blessed than other times, and you can engage in more dua then, but you must keep making dua at other times as well. The moment you think of a need, turn your dua immediately, either in your heart or with the tongue as well. Now that you have learned the reality of dua, make it accordingly and you will see its blessings. The blessings of dua does not mean you will receive whatever you ask for. Sometimes a person receives what he asks for. Example, when he asks for something related to the year after, because there is nothing but good for a person in it. However, iman and obedience are prerequisites, because things of the year after are reserved for a person who possesses these. Sometimes a person does not receive what he asks for, such as something related to this world. This is because it could be beneficial to him, or it could be harmful to him. When Allah Ta'ala was good for a person, he receives what he asks for. If not, he does not receive it. Like a father who sometimes gives his child money when the latter asks for it, and sometimes refuses when he sees that his child will buy and eat something which the doctor forbade. Blessings does not mean receiving the thing which you ask for. Rather, it refers to Allah Ta'ala turning his attention to the person when he makes dua to him. If due to some wisdom, the person does not receive what he asked for, his heart experiences peace and strength through the blessings of dua, and stress and weakness leave him. This is the effect of Allah Ta'ala's special attention on the person, which he receives through the blessings of dua. The special attention is that absolute level of acceptance which Allah Ta'ala promised to the person who makes dua. The fulfillment of the need is the second level of Allah's acceptance, which is not without a shart, a condition. Rather, the condition is that it must not be harmful to the person. It is also the special attention of Allah Ta'ala in the face of which the biggest need and the greatest treasure are nothing. This special attention is the fundamental asset of a person through which he will be blessed with genuine and everlasting comfort in this world and unlimited and eternal bounties and sweetness in the hereafter. How can a person who makes dua to Allah Ta'ala ever have the fear of loss and deprivation in the presence of these blessings of dua? So this is saying that Allah Ta'ala's special attention turns to a person when he engages in dua. So even if he gets nothing else, Allah will remove frustration and worry from a person, and a person will have strength in a person's heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal.